We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
All right, here we go. A staycation means what? It means let's get the home projects done, right? Jerker Justified 222-2899, asking your spouse to do home projects during their staycation.
I don't like this bit at all. I do not like it. Sam, I am.
You do it to we all, don't we? Isn't that why you take time off, a staycation, so you can finally get to the things that need to be done around the house? It doesn't have to be nonstop, but you got to be somewhat productive.
If you're saying, honey, we need to redo the deck. We're on vacation that week, so let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's jerk move. You need time off. That's what a vacation is. It doesn't matter if it's a vacation or a staycation. It's your time to decompress and do absolutely nothing.
You can't just be a bump on a log. Come on, you're going to want to be somewhat productive, aren't you? It would drive me nuts if my husband was just sitting there every day doing nothing when there's a million things to be done.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Have you ever done nothing?
No. No, and that's why it was brought up, because last night at dinner, we're taking next week off, right? And we should have, mid-July, we had a vacation plan for Myrtle Beach like we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we canceled that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because of obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're home for the week and we moved it up to next week. Okay, great. So my husband's like, you're not going to make us do home projects, are you, next week?
Right.
And I'm like, abso-freaking-lutely, yes.
No.
We got a whole week. 24 hours times five.
Seven.
Let's include the weekend.
Yeah, seven.
Maybe I'll give him the weekend off.
Oh, you're so nice. Slave driver dictator. I'll tell you this. When you look at when the word vacation, right?
Yeah.
Even the song by the Go-Go's, vacation's all I ever wanted, right? Just want to get away. You just want to get away from having responsibility to do things. You wake up late, you have some coffee, sit
sure,
outside.
Sure, we can still do that.
You hang out. You don't do anything. You take a nap.
Every single day, do nothing.
If it rains, you watch a movie. Maybe throw in a little laundry. No big deal.
You can do some of that. You can wake up late. There's no alarm clock. That's fine. We can take our time, but we got to get something done. There's things that are that have been pushed off for so long. Finally.
Staycation. Home project.
There's going to be people, obviously, who take a staycation just for the sole purpose of getting things done around the house.
Jerker Justified. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning.
Jerker Justified.
I think jerk.
It is a jerk. Yes, it is. Right, Sandy.
I'm moving to Florida, Seattle. Go somewhere else. Go to Adirondacks. Go somewhere else. We all need vacation.
Right. Vacation from home improvement project, yeah. Sandy.
And vacation from home. Yes.
Okay. You are not on my side. I'm not sure why. Don't you want to get the things done around the house?
You should have been doing projects on along for the last 4 months.
Yeah, right. We've had a lot of time on our hands.
Oh, like everybody has all the time. There's some people who don't have a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah, we all need vacation. Tensions are high. Yeah.
You're right. Thank you.
You can get pleasure doing home projects. It's almost therapeutic sometimes.
Oh, my God, no.
Watching your husband do home projects is so therapeutic.
Oh, my God. Come on. 222 Buzz, Jerker Justified, staycation. Honey, time to do home projects. Jerker Justified.
In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
Clean and simple. You vote Jerker Justified 222-2899, asking your spouse to do home projects during their staycation.
It was a vacation, but now we got to stay. So now it's a staycation, and you're going to make me work? Jerk. Was that poetic? That was kind of poetic, wasn't it?
I would think you would want to get things done. You have time now. It's not like constantly every hour of the day you're going to be doing a home project, but let's be somewhat productive here.
Nah. Veg.
What else are you going to do? Veg the entire time?
Vegcation, yes.
Oh, that would drive me nuts.
Have you ever tried it? No. So you should try it before it drives you nuts. You should see if it drives you nuts. You only think it might drive you nuts. It might be the most liberating thing. I might come back from our vacation next week and you actually tried it, and I'll see you on Skype and you'll be all disheveled and you'll have a cigarette hanging out of your mouth and beer in your hand. That was great. Let's do it again. Let's take Fridays off.
What else are you going to have time? That's what staycations are for.
Got tons of calls coming in. If you're listening on hold, stay right there. I got the first one up. Morning to Buzz. Is it Jerk or is it Justified? I think, Sandy, you think it's kind of justified because you brought it up because it's happening in your house.
It absolutely is.
What do you think, the Buzz?
It's Jerk. It should be a back deck and cold beercation.
You can have a little bit of that, too, after you accomplish something.
No, so if you went to Myrtle Beach, was Danger going to pack up all his tools and find a project to do down there?
Listen,
I want a way to get away from the work. So if you're staying home, you still can stay away from the work.
Mm-hmm.
Between you and me,
yes,
I really dread the vacations where we go away because it's more work. And that's all I'm thinking is, gosh, I took time off of work and there's so many things that I could be getting done around the house or enjoying my house. I don't even like going away on vacation.
But didn't you just say you like to watch Danger work? You didn't say you like to work. You said you like to watch Danger work.
I was just teasing. Of course, I'm going to get out there and help him, you know, give him a glass of water when he needs it.
Oh, my God.
I'm teasing. I'm totally teasing.
Donzo.
I can't even sit and do nothing. It just is not in my makeup.
Try it. It's fun.
Well,
it's liberating.
They didn't say you had to sit. I said he can sit.
Look, at even on Facebook,
yes, ma'am.
Jenna says justified. Why else have a staycation?
Because you canceled the go-away vacation.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Think of the money you're saving. You can just sit down and hang out.
Don't worry. The next caller is going to be on my side.
Oh,
you're
I see.
Help me explain why it's justified.
Donzo says,
jerk.
Thank you. Hi, Tobias. You're on the Judgment Zone. Is a jerk or justified to work?
Good morning.
Yeah, good
this
morning.
Capital J E R K. And like so many people who already this year have had involuntary staycations that got so much work done around their house. No. No. No.
You're just going to let the work pile up. That's fine. While you and your hubby sit on the couch. That's fine.
I see Sandy.
Oh, we will.
Good.
Actually, we'll be outdoors in the backyard enjoying it.
Ah, it's
beautiful. It is. A glass of wine? Yeah. Yeah.
You're making me jealous right now. Thank you.
Wait, you don't have to be constantly doing home projects, but get like at one or two tasks done.
Hi, the Buzz.
Nothing.
Thanks.
You're planning on doing nothing. Zero. Not one thing.
Nothing.
Around the house.
Nothing. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
Good morning. It's Jerk. Sorry, Sandy. You set aside that time for a vacation. You would not be doing any, you know, home projects in Myrtle Beach. If you set aside vacation to do house projects, that's one thing. But no way.
I saw it as, now that we had to cancel our vacation, I saw it as a bonus. Bonus! More time to do work.
Ugh. Sandy's like a wind-up toy that's
okay,
wound up like perpetually, and like at night she just like she is in a corner just bumping around in a corner.
I know how to relax, but I also know how to get things done. Okay, so the majority of you who called said it was Jerk. Actually, not majority, everybody. But the majority of people on Facebook are saying it's completely justified. So we have to go. It's Wednesday. We have to go to the tiebreaker, Jill Schlesinger.
CBS News, Sandy, good morning.
Sandy, you know how much I love you.
Wait, before you say the next thing that you're going to say, can I pay you to be on my side? Do you accept bribes?
No, I'm so sorry, but no. And you know what? Your caller just prior made such a good point. It's like everyone who has been home, even if you've been lucky enough to work from home, you have basically been working your butt off. You know that. And so people are doing things like, you know, weeding incessantly. I might be married to somebody like that. I'm just saying that the amount of weeding that is being done in our yard right now, I think it's like a relaxation technique. It's like Zen weeding.
Yes.
But,
yes.
I mean, people are just doing a lot of stuff. I saw the guy who lives across the street from me. He got his kids, like, little ducklings. Like, they hatched near his house. And he's building a freaking coop. Like, that's the kind of stuff that people are doing. So, babe, I'm sorry. No. You cannot do that. No.
So, that would be Jerk.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Forget the home projects on this staycation because we have a verdict.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
I will not be sharing this Judgment Zone trial with my husband, by the way.
I will.
So
yeah,
nobody tell him about it.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Jill Schlesinger on next, talking about taxes in July.
My God,
yay.
That's right. I almost forgot.
I know. It's a reminder for Scott.
We'll be back in about 2-3 minutes with Jill Schlesinger from CBS News. Stay right there. Here she is, Jill Schlesinger from CBS News and the JillOnMoney.com, the podcast and all that stuff like that. Hello, friend. Good morning. How are you?
I'm still getting, I'm waiting for Sandy to assign me jobs on my own vacation.
Oh, my God. I totally thought you were going to be on my side. I really did.
Negative. You know why? Geez. Because I don't have a middle initial. I don't have a middle name.
Oh.
And I adopted one later in my work life, and it was V, Jill V. Schlesinger. And I say V stands for vacation. And that's really where I stand.
Yeah.
I don't have a middle name either, by the way.
She doesn't. Mm. No.
Our parents must have been lazy, huh?
My mother was very, my mom was very, very specific because she was like, Schlesinger, way too long of a last name. There will be no middle name. Absolutely not.
Well, I think the lack of middle name that you have and Sandy kind of ties another part of the zen of you guys loving the money financial stuff. And
yeah,
I think that's part of it.
Yeah, that's right.
We had a big, big quarter for Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fantastic quarter. It's hard to believe that we have a pandemic spreading across the country and that we have, basically 30 million people receiving unemployment. And yes, the best quarter in more than two decades. I mean, it is crazy making for people. I get it. Look, the only reason the stock market is up is that it's predicting the future. It's basically going out and saying companies will keep making money. It's also making a bet that the virus will finally tamp down at some point, but even if it doesn't,
The bet is that the Federal Reserve is going to keep pulling out all the stops and Congress will spend even more money, and that those two things will keep the economy afloat and allow companies to make money. Now, that may not be the wisest bet. I just want to be clear. We don't know.
Huh.
No idea, right?
Right.
So it's going to be kind of crazy. I did find it amusing, of course, that the NASDAQ had its best quarter since the fourth quarter of 1999. Of course, that was the height of the dot-com boom, after which you know what happened next. Mm-hmm. Nothing good.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go nuts here, but it was a good 3 months for investors. For most Americans, it hasn't been a very pleasant time. And so I don't want to dwell on it this much, but let me move to a happier topic. Okay, just joking. Let's talk about taxes.
Ah!
Yay! A reminder to Scott, by the way. Taxes are due soon, Scott.
I got
to
call my guy.
Yeah, July 15th is the actual date. And, you know, it just seems weird. You know, it's hot weather, it's humid, and we're talking about taxes. I don't know. It's very strange.
Yeah.
But the reality is that there are still millions of people who did not pay because of this delay and did not file. And some people didn't file probably erroneously. They were just like, oh, there's a delay. Great. And they didn't even realize maybe they were due a refund. So there's something, there may be some folks who are going to get some money back. Generally speaking, the people who file latest are the ones who actually have to pay money. Just want to remind you a couple of things. Even if you did file, the deadline for making a contribution to an IRA or a Roth IRA, that is also July 15th.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, you know, that's kind of cool. Some people filed and they were like, hey, wait a second. Maybe I can make a contribution. Because, you know, people were freaked out. They were holding on to their cash.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make a contribution to a Roth IRA, just go ahead and make that contribution. That's fine. If you're going to use a traditional IRA, then you have to file an amended return so that you get the deduction. And so that's one aspect of people who've already filed.
Jill, can I ask a dumb guy question? If I put $1,000 into an IRA, do I get a $1,000 deduction or percentage?
It's more complicated than that.
Okay.
You essentially get a percentage of, because it's not an above the line deduction. So you will have $1,000 of income removed from your adjusted gross income, and thereby you will have a, it's not like a tax credit.
Right.
Where it's just like, boom,
it's,
you get this.
It's just a reduction. Okay. So it's
so it reduces your income, and it so that means you have a savings based on whatever tax rate you're in for your federal and New York state.
I see.
And then can you, again, dumbing it down, just clarification, because it is kind of confusing, the difference between Roth and traditional.
Sure. So a Roth IRA and a traditional IRA are just, they're individual retirement accounts. They're just two different flavors. A traditional IRA was the kind where it was been in place for a long time, you know, probably 4 or 5 decades. You make a contribution to a retirement account. The amount you put in the retirement account comes off of the top of your income.
Mm-hmm.
You made $10,000. If you put $500 into a regular IRA, the government will only tax $9,500.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you'll pay slightly lower amount of taxes. Now, the money that goes into a regular IRA grows without taxation for as long as you have it in there, probably till after you're 59 and a half. When you pull it out, way in the future, when you're retired, you have to pay the tax that's due. And so, because that money's never been taxed. So if that $500 that you put in grows to $10,000 in 40 years,
mm-hmm.
when you pull that money out, it will be just part of your income whenever you do pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
The Roth IRA is slightly different. The Roth IRA is you pay the tax that's due on that same 10 grand today, and then with an after-tax dollar, you put $500 into your Roth IRA. The cool thing about the Roth, and why I love it so much,
mm-hmm.
is that when you retire in the future, all the money that you make, all the accumulation on that money, you are able to pull out of the account and you have already paid taxes on it.
Wow.
So the reason why I think the Roth is so nifty is that I think taxes are going to go up in the future. And I think you're better off paying taxes at these rates, which are basically historic low rates,
mm-hmm.
than you will be in the future.
So Perfect. Why? Yeah. Roth is the way to go then. Yeah.
Well, it's a tax thing. You got to figure out what. Mm-hmm. But there's also, and look into this, because not everybody is offered this. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jill. But a Roth 401k too is part of some people's plans, which would be a smart option.
And the reason why that's really important is that the Roth IRA is such a good deal because the IRS limits who can use it. Mm. There are income limits. So if you make too much money, you're not allowed to use a Roth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a Roth option through work, there is no income limit. So that's another reason why it's very popular. So all of your richy rich friends who are using their Roth 401ks through work, they're doing that because they don't have access to a Roth outside of work.
Do we have one here?
Mm-hmm.
We do?
We do. Yeah. We didn't used to way back in the day, but we do as of a few years ago.
A lot of places do use it. Now, the some places it's a pain in the neck because what they'll say is they'll say, okay, we have both plans. You've got to put a certain amount of money in the pre-tax one so that we can match your contributions in that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can use the Roth. So you got to check with your employer on that.
Okay.
And one other thing that I should just note is for people who are making estimated quarterly payments, you know, maybe you got a side hustle, you got some gig income, or you're self-employed anyway,
mm-hmm.
you have to make quarterly estimates to the IRS because no one's withholding money for you, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, the first two quarterly payments of every tax year are due on April 15th and June 15th. Now, you may look at your little calendar and realize those dates have passed,
yes,
right?
Yes, they have, yes.
Okay. Well, the good news is the IRS has delayed quarterly estimate payments for the first two payments. They delayed it until July 15th.
Okay.
If you have to make quarterly estimates, ladies and gentlemen, you have got to get busy and make those payments because otherwise you could face some nasty penalties. So just realize those are big deadlines for everybody, even if you have already filed the taxes.
Gotcha.
And
right.
I didn't realize you can pay online. Is that new that you can pay online for free?
I say that is a great thing, although I will tell you when I tried to do it myself, it's new-ish. It's been a few years. But when you do it for the government, you have to, like, they do this, how do we say it, very sophisticated way, at least down here in the southern part of the state. In the FACACTA IRS model, you have to apply for it, then they send you something by mail. And then you can vote. So you're probably not going to do it for this year. New York State, you can do it online also, and they'll just suck the money out of your account.
Mm.
And it is, and you can schedule payments in advance. So it's kind of an easy way to make your payments if you have the wherewithal and you can just sort of stick to it. I don't know about you guys. What's up with the mail? I mean, the mail has been really nutty lately. I didn't get mail for like 5 days, and then I got like a gazillion catalogs all at once. What's going on?
I don't know. It's been weird, isn't it? There's like less junk mail, too.
Yeah. Not for me. I only get junk.
Jill Schlesinger, thanks so much. You're a wealth of knowledge. I'll figure something out.
Oh, boy. Here it comes.
Next week.
All right. Listen, guys, have a really good vacation. We won't talk next week.
Right.
Sandy, I hope that you don't work too hard. Your husband will probably be sending me notes from his backyard. And
I'll send
back
you pictures.
Take a picture of him in a chaise lounge and you working in the garden.
That'd be awesome. I love it. Check out Jill on money.com. She's got a great podcast. Got a great sign up for her newsletter. It's free. And watch her on CBS Network all over the world. And thank you, Jill. Have a great time, okay?
Take care, guys.
All right.
Bye.
99 to Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.